This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden meets today with George Floyd's family on the first anniversary of George Floyd's killing.
This afternoon, they'll be in the Oval Office for what spokeswoman Jen Psaki says will be a private meeting with the president.
He has a genuine relationship with them, and the courage and grace of this family, and especially his daughter Gianna, has really stuck with the president.
Psaki says the president hoped bipartisan congressional negotiators would have finished a policing overhaul bill named after Floyd by today, but he's encouraged that they're making progress. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken has arrived in Israel. He'll be trying to shore up the Gaza ceasefire. Secretary Blinken will meet with the Israelis and the Palestinians, but not with Hamas, which the U.S. considers a terrorist organization. The State Department and the CDC are warning Americans against travel to Japan, which will host the Olympic Games in July. COVID cases are surging there. The U.S. is not banning citizens from visiting Japan, though. Almost half of Americans have gotten at least one COVID shot. But what about those who aren't quite sure they want to get a shot? States are trying to encourage them.
States are ramping up promotions to get vaccinated. First, in New York, there was
Vax and Scratch.
You get vaccinated, you get a lottery scratch ticket. In Ohio, it's almost time for the first Vax-a-Million lottery drawing.
2,758,470 Ohioans have registered for the $1 million drawing.
Governor Mike DeWine says winners can also choose a full-ride scholarship to a four-year university in Ohio. I'm Ed Donahue.
An aircraft that left Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada crashed yesterday, killing the pilot, a contractor for the military. The pilot was the only one on board. This is AP News. A government watchdog is contradicting claims that migrant parents willingly left their children behind in the U.S. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
The Department of Homeland Security Inspector General's released a report that under the Trump administration policy of separating migrant families at the border, some parents were forced to leave the U.S. without their children, even though they had asked for them back. And in nearly 350 cases, ICE had no record showing migrants wanted to leave their children in the U.S. That contradicts a claim that thousands of parents were choosing to leave their children behind while the parents were deported. The American Civil Liberties Union says it learned some parents were even told that their children would join them on the plane, but then the flight took off without them. So far, the Biden administration's only reunited the first four families this month. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.